A female figure is examining a long strand of hair that she is holding between her fingers. It is an intimate gesture, taking place during a moment of calm. Although she is standing up, her body is depicted in a pose of complete relaxation. This air of tranquility is underlined by the elegant drape of the garment she is holding in her right hand. In turn, this serenity enables the vigorous yet balanced beauty of her anatomy to shine forth with even greater intensity. Her figure is based on the classical models, albeit expressed with a heightened sense of voluptuousness and rotundity. The depiction of her body coincides with the ideal of physical perfection that has imbued Western European art for centuries. Besides its classical credentials, this work by the sculptor Pablo Gargallo is an excellent example of the influence of movements that developed in Spain, such as Catalan Nausentisme. While the avant-garde approach was taking shape elsewhere in Europe, artists in Spain were developing their own trend in response to the social changes that the country was experiencing during the first few decades of the 20th century. The transition from a rural to an urban way of life brought with it a break from traditional structures and certainties, which caused many to look back at the past with rose-tinted glasses. In turn, this nostalgic reaction found an expression in art. Idealized female figures, such as the subject of this sculpture, were frequently used to symbolize the loss of this rural Arcadia and the country's former innocence. Gargallo produced this work after he moved to Paris, and it is strongly influenced not only by the aesthetics of the French painter Ingres, but also by Gargallo's own earlier experiences as an artist in Catalonia. In its conception of beauty, we can easily make out the influence of Eugeni d'Ors, one of the leading exponents of Catalan Nausentisme, and an artist who formed part of Gargallo's circle when the sculptor was living in Barcelona.